Just about ready to get this one underway from the barn by the bay. I'm Brad Allen alongside Kurt Romberger. We have our teams ready to get out on the ice. And Kurt, let's have a good one today and a wonderful Saturday afternoon.
Well, the Lakeshore Badgers looking a lot like Lake Superior State in their uniforms, blue and gold with beautiful trim. Our referees for today's game, it's Junquist Family Day here. We got Kevin and Keith, the Junquist brothers, wearing the armbands, and your linesman is Chris DeLage. Head coach Rattel is going to send out a pretty young lineup. Two starters today, Zach Miller and Adam Billinghurst, both ninth graders. The opening draw is down and on the ice. Braves win control and get it into the Lakeshore zone. Battle along the wall for it as Jacob Hazen chips it down into the corner, and Devin Gradoff gives chase to it. Along the board, Prim digs it out of the corner on a kick from Gradoff. Centering pass shot by Zach Miller. That went just wide. In goal tonight for Lakeshore's Joey Castagna. Shot from the point. Turns into a pass down low. Gradoff with a little backhand. That goes behind the net. Lakeshore tries to clear it up the boards, but kept in by Hazen. Hazen down to Gradoff. Wraps it around the wall. Cody Prim picks it up in the high circle. Loses control, but chipped in at the blue line and kept in on a nice play. And then Lakeshore goes cross ice all the way down into the zone. Shot right on, first one of the day, rebound. So we saw right away that Marietti came in, took a shot. They're going to test young Billinghurst right away. He dropped the rebound, and then a rebound shot right away by Lucas Sade. And he covers that up, and we'll have our first draw.
You'll take it. You'd like him to catch that first one, but either way, you'll take two saves right off the bat. You wish Tallis did not get a shot off. They were over a minute down there and didn't get a shot off.
Off the draw, Lakeshore wins it right in the high slot, and they rattle it off the post. That won't go in. Tallis lucky there, cleared around the boards. Gage Maxfield controls it, flips it out into the neutral zone on a nice pass to Kyle Andrika. Andrika down the right wing, down deep into the corner. He takes a little body, chips it behind the Lakeshore net. Shot on goal, and that's covered up as goaltender Joey Castagna, the 10th grader from Lakeshore, flashes a little leather.
High school hockey today brought to you in part by Zubac Motors of Oscoda and Tawas City, Hicks Tax Service of East Tawas, the Deb Richardson Agency of Century 21 Realty in Tawas City, and Auto Tech of East Tawas.
Sean Bernard brings his line out to take the draw. Bernard wins the draw right to the point. Williams with a shot that was blocked. And Lakeshore will get it out of their own zone out to neutral ice. Chipped right back in. Lakeshore will have to retreat. They finally send it out to center, and Taylor Williams tries to drive it in, but it hit a shin pad, and Lakeshore will clear it down behind Billinghurst. Tawas back to get it, rings it around the boards. A lot of skating room, but Williams loses control of it in his feet and then takes a hit from Austin down along the boards, and he'll have to retreat to Bernard. Bernard chips it forward to Maxfield, and now he'll get out of the zone. Maxfield through center ice just dumps it deep behind Castagna in the Lakeshore end. 14:50 left in the first period. We're scoreless here on KJC. Puck down deep in the corner. Tawas forecheck, battle along the boards, little pushing and shoving. Cooper Gorman mixing it up down there with number 19. And Tawas will come away with the puck, walk right in on goal, a shot. And Castagna had to be sharp to just steer that behind the net. Lakeshore clears, coming 2-on-1 back into the Tawas zone. Brummler, the only guy deep, got a little too fancy, did Barnett. And Tawas breaks that play up, shot A in the corner. On a good pinch for Lakeshore, and now there's a penalty coming. We're going to get a low bridge here on Tawas for a trip. And Kyle Andrika is going to sit 2 minutes, and with a young goalie, you don't want to start the game out shorthanded on a penalty kill.
Now, this isn't where you want to be for Tawas. Not a great start in the first two minutes and 45 seconds or so, now having to go for a penalty kill. But Lakeshore really gave up an opportunity there in a 3-on-2. Tried to pass it behind his back and ended up getting picked off. He had a shot opportunity, did Barnett, if he just went and threw it at Billinghurst.
Marietta, Quilling, and Sade out for Lakeshore. Braves win the draw and dump it all the way down ice. Good move, smart move by Jake Hazen. One forechecker for Tawas. He rags the puck out of the zone and then turns it over to Quilling. Quilling at center ice, sends it across. and Lakeshore will dump it down and chase it behind the Tawas net. Taylor Williams gets there, makes a move around Quinlan, and then a bad pass sent out front, and the Braves almost pay for it on a shot. Billinghurst with a big save there after the Zach Miller giveaway, and then he reciprocates and he clears the zone as Zach Miller almost gave up an easy chance here for Lakeshore. 13:29 left, 1:16 left in the Badgers power play. They get it to center ice, and Taylor Williams dumps it right back in on net, and Castagno will leave it behind his own net. Lakeshore heads out with a head of steam through the neutral zone, broke up nicely by Gage Maxfield, who will win the puck and keep working on it, and Taylor Williams will pick it up and dump it in again. Gives a little bit of chase to it. 45 left in the power play. Lakeshore with a long one right on net. And Billinghurst turns that to the side easily. Quillen can't keep it in. And once again, the Braves send it all the way down ice on a nice clear by Sean Bernard. 30 seconds left in the power play. Lakeshore winds it up again out of the zone through center ice. Right into the high slot. Tawas has to knock it down. They do. They chip it to the corner. And once again, Gage Maxfield will send it down ice with only 15 left in the power play. Good kill so far here in the first period on this penalty kill. Lakeshore gets it out, scrambles to the Tawas line, gets it in, cross ice pass in the high slot. Couldn't get the shot off, goes into the corner. Hazen goes in, bumps him off the puck. Bernard, Maxfield digging to try to get it out. Tawas back at full strength. And now Bernard will clear the puck up to Andrika, who can't handle it. And it goes into the Lakeshore zone and back to neutral ice. Lakeshore tries to chip it on net. Tawas breaks that up. Good keep at the line by Sade of the Badgers, and he gets rode off the puck hard by Andrika. They wrap it around the boards. It comes to Cooper Gorman along the near wall. Sends it up to Schnettler. Schnettler couldn't handle it. And Lakeshore, once again, will chip it through the neutral zone. Little give and go. Sade will fire it in. That's grabbed on the way in by number 7, Braden Boland. Boland works it along the boards to Keegan Bender. He kicks it out to the point, but it won't clear. Hazen again. He takes a big hit behind the net from Suberslate. And now the puck lay loose. Hazen finally clears it up the wall. The hitting's starting to pick up a little. Big hit at the blue line by Cooper Gorman, and he's going to get a penalty for roughing as he just went after the guy a little bit too hard out at the blue line, and that's not a good penalty or a good look for the Braves.
No, and then even after he got the penalty, kept going at him right afterwards. Man, that felt like he had an opportunity there for the Braves as well, as now they'll enter another penalty kill situation. This game brought to you in part by Delage Plumbing and Heating of East Dallas, JT Underground of East Dallas, and Shermer Construction of East Dallas.
So the faceoff will be to the right of Billinghurst. Lakeshore wins the draw right down below us. They chip it out in the slot, and Billinghurst with quick hands took it off the stick of Barnett out front. And once again, he'll cover that up for a faceoff with 11:03 left and a lot of time left on the power play. And to take the draw, Rodia loses the draw for Lakeshore, and Gradoff clears it all the way down behind the net. Castagno will leave it there, and Lakeshore will start out of their own end. Good hit down there. Good forecheck right now by Devin Gradoff. Puck chips loose. Miller will get to it first and drive it into the Lakeshore zone. Lakeshore quickly picks it up, heads out through center ice. They dump it in. Taylor Williams got a hand on it, and that puck clears to the neutral zone as well. Braves doing a good job so far on the kill. Braden Boland will grab this one, skate it right behind his net. Stop, go this way, and get it off the wall to Gradoff. And Gradoff shorthanded will bring it into the Lakeshore zone. Makes quick move in the slot, shot right on. And Castagna had to be sharp there to not give up the shorthander.
1-on-4, and he somehow skates through it and gets a clean look at the net. Great job by Devin Gradoff, getting one right on net with just over a minute in the power play. 10:17 to play in the first period. We still have no score.
Is there anywhere in the world you'd rather be right now than here?
God, no.
Okay. Braves win the draw after the faceoff, still shorthanded. They chip it across. Maxfield, Hazen both go after the puck. Lakeshore wins that battle, and Quillen will dump it in, but right onto the stick, Gage. Nice cross-ice pass to Jacob Hazen. back across to Maxfield, and he'll go shorthanded through center ice. Gets the Lakeshore blue line, makes a good move, gets into the high slot. Puck lay loose, shot, and a goal, and a beauty. A shorthander is Gage Maxfield, and Sean Bernard worked their magic, and the Braves are going to take an early 1-0 lead on a Gage Maxfield shorthanded goal.
Couple of opportunities for the Braves in this shorthanded and penalty kill, and they've done a good job of actually playing some offense at this point. It seemed like the penalty maybe kind of got them back into this one, got back some focus after a slow start. They lead 1-0 here at the Barn by the Bay. Still 40 seconds to go in the power play, though.
So a big shorthanded goal for the Braves. They win the draw at center ice, dump it in. Taylor Williams puts it right in on goal. Castagno steered into the corner. Still 30 seconds left in the power play for Lakeshore. They try to go long again, broken up by Gradoff at neutral ice, and he'll chip it back in. 15 seconds left, and the penalty to Gorman. Lakeshore brings it up, gets it into the zone. Try for a cross-ice pass by Austin. That's again broke up by Devin Gradoff. And the Braves clear again. Onto the stick of Miller. Miller will rush into the zone, and he'll chase after it. Gorman out of the box, and the Braves back at full strength. 9:05 left in the first. Braves up top, 1-0. You're listening to Braves Hockey on KJC. Takeaway by Prim, walks through two men, gets it down deep behind the net and goes after it. Good battle down there with Gavin Hansen. Braves get it out in the high slot, quick shot. It was wide of the net by Joel Allman. Braves still working their magic on the forecheck right now. Miller down deep behind the net. Zach Miller leaves it there for Prim. Prim gets a stick on it, and it jumps into the corner, and Lakeshore will get it out to the blue line, but not out as a good stick check by Taylor Williams, and he chases after it down in the corner. Tries to come out front, loses control. Puck goes to the corner, and now Lakeshore will ice it. And they needed that because they had pressure in their zone. 8:15 left in the first. 1-0, Bradley.
It seems like quite often in the first periods we are asking for the Braves to be more aggressive on offense, play more in the offensive zone. They've done a good job. They've got a young goaltender in Billinghurst in net, you know, just a few starts this year. Picking up a shorthanded goal for him and giving him a couple easy saves to make have been huge to probably settle him into this game.
Bernard takes the draw, gets it to Maxfield, who'll shoot a backhander right on. And Joey Castagna had to be sharp on that to not give up a second goal here about halfway through our first period.
Fifth shot on goal already for the Braves.
Faceoff will be to the left. Bernard wins it again in the slot. Shot by Andrika, rebound, they score! And I don't know who tucked it in. I don't know if it was Maxfield or Miller. We'll have to get a look down in the corner. Somebody tucked that rebound in. Puck lay loose in the high slot. And the way they went through the line there, it might be Sean Bernard got that goal.
What a shot to start that by Kyle Andrika to be able to put that one out. He's kind of off balance, still found a way to put it on the net. And I always talk about those rebound shots. Those are so, so important. Two more shots on goal, and the Braves now lead 2-0.
Faceoff one by Lakeshore. They send it down in the corner, and then the Braves will ice it. They're going to wash off that icing, so Lakeshore will have to play it. Down in the corner again. Battle along the boards. Sean Bernard digs in. Andrika digs in. Finally, Lakeshore clears it out to center. And Braden Bolin right there to pick it up. Chips it back in. Maxfield will touch it and get it into the Lakeshore zone. And then Lakeshore fires it up into the booth. And we'll have a faceoff.
7:28 to play in our first period. Braves 2, Lakeshore nothing. This game brought to you in part by Sunshine Realty of Tallis City, Revord Builders of East Tallis, and Bay Party Store in East Tallis.
Faceoff deep in the Lakeshore zone. 7:28 left here in our first period. Tallis up 2-0. They win the draw right back to the point. Shot by Bolin. And that's right on net again as Castagna kind of keeping Lakeshore in it early here with some big saves.
Yeah, this game's starting to teeter a little bit for Lakeshore. I mean, they have not played down here in front of us in a few minutes for any length of a time, any possession. This game teetering a little bit in the Braves' favor.
Again, off the faceoff, the Braves win it again, and this time Keegan Bender chips at it, gets it right onto Castagna, and he'll cover it up once again. So you can't get scored on when there's faceoffs going on. That's a good thing.
They need all the breaks they can get right now so they can make changes, get the right people out on the ice.
Charlie Schnettler takes the draw and wins it straight back, but it'll come all the way out of the zone. And Lakeshore will dump the puck in right back to get it. For the Braves is Jacob Hayes, and he gets flushed from behind the net by two Lakeshore players. Goes up the boards to Schnettler. Bender tries to help dig it out. Big pile up along the boards, puck underneath everybody, and referee Keith Junquist will, for safety reasons, blow the whistle and we'll have a faceoff.
Smart. Nick James back at the radio station for us today. His first Talus hockey experience.
Absolutely. We love Nick James when he's on the board for us. I'd like to thank Hungry Howie's Pizza, too, for sending us up a large square and some Howie bread today.
Nothing better.
Face off to the right of Billinghurst, won by Lakeshore. Quillen goes in the corner with it. Loses a handle right out in front, shot. And real quick reflexes as Sade, Lucas Sade, got that puck in the high slot, fired it in on Billinghurst, and he turned that one away as well, Brad.
Billinghurst did a real nice job there, reacting like an athlete. That puck popped out in front of him a little bit, came out of the net, able to cover it up, brought that puck back to him with his stick, and able to cover it and give his chance a team for a faceoff.
Off the draw, won by the Braves. Taylor Williams takes it from behind his own net, and he'll work the far wall. Comes out of his own zone over the blue line and down into the Lakeshore zone. Williams still just doing it on his own, coast to coast that time from behind his net, down behind the Lakeshore net. They get it out to the point, and that was not able to be kept in by Joel Ullman. He'll retreat for it, turns it over to Lakeshore. In the neutral zone, bouncing puck right on net. Billinghurst had to be careful with that. And Joel Allman's back to get it now. Chips the puck. Allman gets it to Gradoff, who leaves it there, and Allman dumps it in. That's going to be right on Castagna, and he'll smartly cover it up. We do got the word on the goal now from our official goal statistician down there, Greg Wood. 18 got the goal with 13 and 97 on the assist, so Kyle Andrika gets that one. He was the guy that was on the side of the crease and batted it in. So it'll be Andrika from Maxwell and Bernard. Braves win the draw down in the Lakeshore end. Gage Maxfield leaves the puck there for Andrika. Andrika wraps it around the boards, keeps it, centers it all the way up top. Henry Brumler tried to get a shot off, but that got blocked. And right back the other way now for Lakeshore into the Taos end. Shot that goes wide by Austin, wraps all the way around. Andrika chips it off the boards to Maxfield, and we go the other way. Nice defensive work by Lakeshore as they busted up that Taos rush. Henry Brumler, a lot of improvement from here this season. Gets it down ice. Quick shot right on goal, and Castagna with the quick glove hand will grab that and hold on for a faceoff.
You mentioned Henry Brumler with this improvement. That's a terrific pass that he just made. That's not an easy pass. Flipping that all the way across ice over the top of a couple of defenders and able to give his teammate a chance to shoot it right on net.
Right off the draw, quick shot off the faceoff that was won by Schnettler. Digging now deep behind the net for it is Peyton Freeman getting his first look in the game. Comes back to the blue line. Hazen tried to keep it in, loses it. And now back the other way, two on one. Backhand pass. What a diving defensive play by Charlie Schnettler there, saving a possible goal. And looks like we're going to have a penalty out front. And it looks like it's going to be on the Braves, Jacob Hazen. So for the third time today, Bradley, the Braves are going to have to kill off another penalty here in the first period.
Yeah, let's give credit, though, to Charlie Schnettler coming full-fledged dive out in front of that one just to get a stick on it, helping out his young goaltender.
That's what you call good back-checking.
He's just a freshman as well.
Sade will take the draw for Lakeshore, wins it back in the slot, shot knocked down nicely by Taylor Williams out front, and he'll send it all the way down to the lakeshore end. Goalie tried to play it and miscued, and right there on top of it, Devin Gradoff had a chance to almost score, wraps it around the net, and finally Lakeshore recovers, gets their feet, and gets it down into the Tawas zone. Shot from way out by Marietti. Marietti on the power play for Lakeshore. Good work in the zone by the Braves again. Chipped out to Gradoff from Boland. Gradoff will flip one just wide of the net down into the corner. And Lakeshore will have to go back and get it. Brogan Quinlan tries to clear it. Gets it to center ice. Nice move by Zach Miller into the zone. A little dipsy, a little do, and he easily puts it on net. And Castagno will close the pads, cover that up with 4:06 left here in the first. Braves up top, 2-0.
It's unfortunate that this is the Braves' third penalty kill. They are 2-for-2, which is nice, which puts them a little bit over 80% on the season. But I love how aggressive they're being on the penalty kills. They're not just sitting back.
Braves win the draw again. This time Gage Maxfield chips it along the boards to Hazen, who tries to keep it in the Lakeshore zone, but Lakeshore will retreat. Nice pick of the pocket by Gage Maxfield. Didn't have anything come of it. Is now Lakeshore in the neutral zone. They'll come in. They try to center it. Rebound. Come right out. And a rip from River Claveau. And Claveau puts it right on him. Billinghurst once again stands his ground. Makes a nice save.
It's a ninth shot on net. One of them hit the post. He had to save eight of them. So it's been a good start for him so far in this game. Settle him in is so important.
Face off to his right, 49 seconds left in the Lakeshore power play. One by Lakeshore, back to the blue line, and he fanned on a shot. High slot, rebound, shot save, and a rebound, and a beauty. And they come in to clear the net out as number five down there was digging away and digging away. That's Jason Sobula's slate, and nothing will come of it.
Yeah. Well, that's good because nothing deserves it. He's still picking at. Great save, by the way, by Billinghurst right there, right in front of the net. And then, yeah, his teammates, again, coming in and don't touch the goalie.
And referee Keith Junquist having a word with Billinghurst. They drop the puck, 38 left in the power play for Lakeshore. And the Braves almost make a huge mistake. It's out to the blue line, shot from Lakeshore. Knocked down and blocked by Bernard, and he's the other way now, shorthanded. Just doesn't have the angle to the net. Stops, starts, walks in, shoots. And what a save once again by Castagna, shorthanded. Braves almost had their second shorty today.
That went from almost very, very bad to almost very, very good in a matter of a few seconds. As behind the net, they just let one slip. Bernard tried to cover it up, and Lakeshore had a chance to put that one in the back of the net.
Face off down at the other end. Braves still shorthanded. Taylor Williams off the draw, shoves it down deep in the corner. Braves have one forechecker after it. Puck comes out to center ice again. Williams right there to control it. Little cross ice pass to Walker Hazen. Walker Hazen jams it down to the Lakeshore blue line. Braves back at full strength as they killed off another penalty. That one was to Jacob Hazen. Puck lay loose in the slot. Braves chip it out. And now with a head of steam the other way, Taylor Williams gets it ahead to Gradoff, who couldn't find the handle on it. He goes down deep in the corner, takes a little body, leaves the puck behind the net. It's centered, nobody there, and Quillen will come right back the other way for Lakeshore. Once again, the Braves pick the pocket. Cody Prim does it this time and gets it deep behind the Lakeshore zone. Up the wall, and that's going to be an icing as Lakeshore sends it all the way down ice. 2:19 left in our first period. And what a crowd we got here on hand today, Brad.
Like we said, no better place to be on a Saturday afternoon. Maybe they went in. You know, there was a polar plunge about an hour ago, so maybe they came in here to warm up after diving in some water behind the state police post.
Are you going to do that when the game's over today for the second shift?
I forgot to sign up with Pete Barnes. I forgot.
Shout out to our friend Pete Barnes. Face off to the right, shot right off the draw again by Tawas, but it was blown over the top of the cage. Gradoff pokes it in, keeps it in, centered again. Out into the slot, nobody there. Tawas, puck lay loose. Nobody seems to want it. And finally, Lakeshore will pick it up and send it to the Tawas blue line. Big hit there as two big forces come together along that wall, Braden Boland and Jason Soboslate. So 1:59 left now, and we'll have a faceoff out in neutral ice. Chris DeLage sets the puck down. Braves win the draw. Boland goes up the center of the ice looking for Sean Bernard, just out of the reach of his stick. And Lakeshore will come back out of their zone and wheel it down behind Billinghurst. He lets it go. Comes all the way around the boards to Gage Maxfield. Chips it to Henry Brumler. Nice play by Brumler. Gets it ahead to Sean Bernard, and he's off and running. Oh, he saw Andrika. Just couldn't get the puck to him. They had a two-on-one. Back the other way for Lakeshore. And looks like the Braves are going to get signaled for too many men on the ice here, which, unfortunately, Brad's going to be the fourth Tawas penalty of the first period. And we talked before the game, this is something that you don't really want to put this kind of pressure on the young goaltender.
You really don't. You know who's really upset about this? Russo Engineering and Tawas Bay Edgeworks. Wrong power plays.
Right, right. Yeah.
They're livid about this situation.
So with less than a minute and a half to go in the first period, Tawas will kill off another two-minute penalty. Face off to the right of Billinghurst. Braves win the draw, but can't do anything with it. Centered in the slot, and Gage Maxfield once again right there to skate it out of the Braves zone and go the other way shorthanded. Makes a move at the blue line, gets it picked off. Quillen back the other way now for Lakeshore. Shot right on net, nice blocker saved by Billinghurst. And again, Maxfield pokes it ahead to Taylor Williams, and Williams will take it down shorthanded. And I think the Braves like playing shorthanded right now. They're excelling at it. Lakeshore from way out at the blue line shot, and they're going to call that offside as Chris DeLage, man on the spot. Good call by him. We shall have a Tawas Braves hockey player as our first period intermission guest, I'm told.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Plenty of time to get down here to the barn. Still two periods left. Braves win the draw. Shorthanded once again. Hazen clips it out into the neutral zone. And it's broke up there by Miller. Then Lakeshore puts it all the way down on net. Billinghurst just steers it aside for Hazen. Hazen clears it up the wall. Won't get out. First effort. Second effort. And now finally it's chopped out. And here comes Miller the other way for the Braves. Makes a move at the blue line, turns it over, but Devin Gradoff right there. Gradoff walks in, trying to find a shooting lane, fires one from way out deep that Castagna turns aside into the corner. Miller at the blue line, chips it down, turned over, Lakeside brings it back this way. Lakeside walks in, shot from way out, Billinghurst with a nice blocker save again. Rebound, Billinghurst got a stick on that, and that'll bring us to the end of our first period. Your score at the end of one, the Tawas Braves 2 and the Lakeshore Badgers 0. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with you on your power station for sports, 104.7 KJC.
All right, both teams have made their way out onto the ice, or second period should be starting shortly in this game, brought to you in part by Landmark Title of Oscoda, Blue Bear Jewelry of East Tawas, Muffler Man of Tawas City, Dean Arbor Ford of Tawas City, and Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Tawas. And just because I'm a little worried that we're not going to get one in for them, all Tawas power plays today are brought to you by Russo Engineering and Tawas Bay Edgeworks, each of Tawas City.
It's early, yeah, Bradley.
There's plenty of time.
You know hockey. This could turn into just a mess. if the right thing happens to kindle that. And now you can see the officials down there. They have the squeegee out down in the far corner. And that Zamboni driver, I tell you got to teach him a little bit better not to lay so much water on a
on
what's turning into a warming day. You know, it's kind of slightly warming. We were at zero, then all of a sudden it gets up to 25 degrees in here. And what happens? Things start dripping and things start thawing. And
it's not often I'm not the coldest broadcaster on a hockey day, but how about Kevin Allen this morning, 3 hours out at Perchville colder parts of the day and in the wind. I don't have to deal with the wind, and I have a wonderful heater right above my head.
And you know that all the guys we work with sit at home and listen to us, but Shout out to Kevin this morning for being out on that ice at Birchville this morning in that wind. I tell you what, I went in today. I do a little work here voluntarily over at the Tawas Bay Eagles. And one of the things I had to do today was take the trash down to the dumpster, which is right on the lake. And let me tell you, it was no fun.
So your dad
being out there for 3 hours, I don't know how he did it, but I know he had to dress warm.
Yeah, and yeah, anybody who knows my dad, that's not a big man. That is a 5'10", 160-pound man. That is.
Well, if you're listening in, Kevin, at home today, I hope you have a good rest of your Birchville Saturday. And here we go, getting ready to get our second period underway from the barn by the bay. 33 seconds left in a Tawas shorthanded situation. Braves win the draw and immediately dump it down ice. Up here with us in the booth, Mason Bresch just showed up, so shout out to him on the radio. Lakeshore wind it up behind their own net, trying to do something with this last 20 seconds. Shot A, flips it in. That's knocked away by Gradoff. Gradoff hammers it into the back of the linesman. Picked up by Quillen. Quillen walks in with a shot. And Billinghurst right there, but he had to chip it away, and it looks like you're going to have a face-off puck. The net came off the moorings.
6 seconds left for Tawas, being 4-for-4 in penalty kills, which is amazing because that's a whole game's worth that they have done in a period in 30 seconds.
Right. I want no announcer jinxes from you today. In to take the draw, Lucas Sade. Sade wins it back to the line to Quillen, but the Braves get a hold of it and send it all the way down ice. That'll eat up the rest of the penalty. The Braves are back at full strength. Down in the corner, a little bit of stick work, couple knocks, couple chits. I think McKay is going to have a cross check here as he put the stick up real high on the Tawas forward. So we're going to get our first power play of the day, I believe.
Looking to see, I haven't seen anybody into the box yet. But
yeah, they're headed over there.
There it is. Yeah.
Keith Junkwist giving the high sticking call. So Drake McKay will sit for 2 minutes on a high stick, and we'll get to see this Tawas Braves explosive power play here.
Power play so far on the year for the Braves, converting at about 20.2% of the time, so it's about one out of every five they'll put in the back of the net. We'll see if we can get one here. Power plays brought to you by Tawas Bay Edgeworks and Russo Engineering of Tawas City.
Rattel sends out Miller, Prim, and Gradoff, and right off the faceoff, a shot deflected all the way up into the netting, and we'll do it all again to the left of freshman Joey Castania. Little scare got put into the people up in the other section on top of the referee room up there. They got to keep your eyes up, open up there. We got the netting in front of us here. We're pretty safe, but they got no netting in that corner over there, so
right.
You can take a biscuit right in the chops. Prim wins a draw, draws it back to Miller. Miller leaves it at the blue line. Shot, beauty. Bowling got it right on net, and Castania turns it away, and Lakeshore drive it 200 feet down the ice behind the Tawas Braves goal. Braves will regroup. They head out of their own zone. Prim with a big head of steam. Over to blue line. Right into the high slot. Takes a shot. Deflected down into the corner. He goes after his rebound. Miller chips it out into the slot for him. Prim gets high sticked, and the puck slides out over the blue line. And Tawas will have to reset again. Miller couldn't hold the pass. Quillen. Brody Quillen. Chips it out, and then the Braves dump it right back in. Bowling after it. Good keep in the corner by Cody Prim. He takes a big hit. Gradoff now battles with Hansen behind the net. Gradoff tries to center it. Gets it to Prim. Prim on a wraparound attempt. Out in the high slot. Gradoff gets it to the point. Shot. Bowling. Got knocked down out front. Lakeshore will clear. 50 left in the Tawas power play. 15:05 in our second. 2-0 Braves. Braves will have time for one more good rush and carry. Maxfield on the ice now. Gage Maxfield floats through center and over to blue line. Makes a move. He's on his forehand. Down in the corner. Back to the point. Hazen wraps it around the wall to the other side for Sean Barron. Gets it to Maxfield. Maxfield walks out in the slot. Daddy scores! What a shot! What a pass! What a play! And you can count that and make it 3-0 Braves.
Defender right in front of the net just slipped. There might still be some water out there on the ice. And tapping his stick right out in front and making a nice goal to make it 3-0. Power play goal here by the Braves. That power play was brought to you by Russo Engineering and Talus Bayachworks of Talus City.
And I tell you what, you don't see much prettier a three-man passing play right there than what you just saw from Sean Bernard, Gage Maxfield, and Kyle Andrika. Andrika finally got that goal they took away from him and gave to Bernard. And Bernard gets his second assist now of the game to go along with a goal. Another delay as the referees are discussing something, and there's another 2 minutes been put up on the board. I don't know what it's for, and we'll have to have this passed along to us. But
54-34?
Yeah, trying to see the number on there. It's number 32, Aiden McWilliams. And there's been some kind of bench minor or unsportsmanlike conduct call made as the Lakeshore Badgers put a man in the penalty box after Tawas just scored a power play goal. And they'll go on the power play again. We'll take it. So another Russo Engineering Talus X-Work power play gets underway. Braves win the draw now that the puck's on the ice. Keegan Bender tries to get a stick on it and dump it in. Schnettler out on the ice. Tries to gain control in the high slot. Loses it to Barnett. Barnett can't clear. Schnettler chips it down deep and giving chase to it behind the net. Now is Peyton Freeman. And Lakeshore cleared all the way down ice. Out of the net, Billinghurst leaves it there for Hazen, wraps it up the boards to Schnettler, tries to chip it out, but Lakeshore dumps it back in. Hazen again wraps it around this side. Peyton Freeman this time with the puck, chips it out center ice, gets it across to Schnettler, and Schnettler will bring it in. Leaves it at the blue line. Hazen walks in right in the slot, shot off the post, and then comes back out to the blue line. Little Hazen with a shot. That's chipped away. Rebound. As Schneller had a chance, that was deflected and blocked. Lakeshore tries to clear, won't get it out. Jacob Hazen keeps it in, walks into the slot. Leaves it back there for Freeman. Freeman, along the wall, can't keep it in. Sade over there working for it. Keegan Binner now wraps it around into the snot. Schlettler tries to get a shot off, won't go. Hazen from the blue line. That's chipped away by Castagna. And Lakeshore gets it out to the point and out and cleared. With 37 left, and that'll send Walker Hazen back to get the puck. A lot of good chances for the Braves on that power play there. Gradoff hits the ice, battles along the boards with Binder for it. Binder dumps it in to the Lakeshore zone. Back to get it, McKay. McKay goes behind his own cage, wraps it up the wall, and that comes out of the zone. Hazen will go cross ice to Williams with it. Williams regroups. 9 seconds left in the power play for the Braves. Oh, a giveaway right out front. And I tell you what, Billinghurst right there to cover it up as Brandon Austin was headed right in on him, and the power play over, but the Braves pick up a goal there.
Yeah, out of the four-minute essentially power play they had, they're able to pick up a one goal in the power play goal and makes it 3-0. And again, Billinghurst working his way into the second period. Nice, easy save for him. Cover one up.
Faceoff down left to Billinghurst. Braves win the draw. They get it out to center ice. McKay for Lakeshore dumps it back in, and the Braves right there to chip it down ice again to Hansen. Hansen sneaks it out to Sade. Sade gets over the center line, dumps it in. No icing. Back in a corner, Bolin hammers it off the wall and all the way down to the Lakeshore blue line. Lakeshore tries to get it out. Tawas presses, keeps it in. McKay in his own zone. Nasty stick check there. Back the other way now. Lakeshore drives it. Slot. Backhand shot. Shot A. Nice save, Billinghurst. Puck lay loose in the corner. Tawas needing a clear here. Some good hitting now as the hitting picks up from the Lakeshore end. Gage Maxfield. Miller. Miller down in the corner. Miller ran off into the boards. Braden Bolin with it. Hitting definitely picking up. Mariotti dumps Bolin on his back. Puck along the wall. Miller takes a big hit from Mariotti. McKay. McKay dumps it up to Quinlan. Quinlan dumps it behind the Taos net, and then Lakeshore goes for a wholesale change. Taos tries to send it back out, but once again, McKay there. McKay gets it deep back in the Taos zone, and that'll send Jake Hazen back to get it. 11:14 left, 3-0 Braves. Sean Bernard, he stops and starts and tries to get out of the zone, and he does. Through the blue line, through the neutral ice, and into the Lakeshore end. Bernard puts on the brakes. Cross ice pass to Maxfield. Maxfield looking. Nice drop pass for Williams. Williams wraps it around the back of the net to Bernard. Out into the high slot. Puck lay loose. Maxfield can't find a handle. Picked up by Clavu. Clavu tries to clear it in the high slot. Shot right on. Rebound. And Castagna. And then Castagna, after makes the saves, comes out throwing and pushing and shoving and putting his blocker up in Bernard's face. And a little bit of a melee ensued.
Not often the goalie goes in for himself on don't touch the goalie on a held puck, but we'll see what ends up turning up this. Let's pause real quick for station identification while they figure this out.
Broadcasting from the shores of Taos Bay, you're listening to the Big One, 50,000 watts, WKJC-FM, Taos City, East Taos, a Carroll Broadcasting Station.
Well, a wild finish to that little run as, yeah, Castagna came out of the net pushing and shoving at a Taos player who poked at him a little too long. Looks like we're going to have a...
Yeah, and right now the on-ice strength, they're going to have to lose a player here now for Lakeshore. Is going to be a roughing call on Gavin Rodea as he came to defend his goaltender who puffed his chest out pretty good at Sean Bernard. Braves win the draw. Shot from the slot. Andrika, another one. Deflected. Hits off the official skate. Comes to Maxfield down in the corner. Gage Maxfield. A lot of chopping going on out in front of the net in the slot. Braves walk in. Bernard back out to the point. Andrika out front with McWilliams. Cross ice pass up top. Hazen with it. A lot of work in the front of the net. Loose again, and the goaltender will cover that up, and then they pile on Andrika again. Maxfield gets involved with Barnett, McWilliams, Andrika. The four of them all pushing and shoving. And we're going to have more penalties, Bradley.
Yeah, you have to. If you're, this is going to look like it's going to be coincidental minors. You have to. If you're the Junkquists out there taking control, you have to make sure this stops, because that was ugly at the front of that. There was no hockey being played in front of Castagna. That was just four guys going at each other as long as they could.
So what it looks like is McWilliam and Maxfield. That's a good trade for Lakeshore to get Gage off the ice. They'll go with coincidental minors here. Braves still with 1:29 left in the power play.
Brought to you by Russo Engineering and Taos Bay Earthworks of Taos City. You're right. They have picked up. You're right.
And now we're 5-on-4 face-off right below us. Cody Prim wins it, chips to the corner, and Slater will clear it all the way out into center ice area. Good check by Braden Bolin on number 5. That's Soba Slate. Taos back in their own end. They'll go all the way down ice with it, and that's going to be an icing, and we'll go back down into the Taos zone with 1:08 left in the power play.
This game brought to you in part by Miller and Wilbur, small engine repair of Taos City, Northeastern Window and Door in Harrisville and Alpena, Lakeview Manor Healthcare Center of Taos City, the M65 Bait Shop of Whittemore, and Taos Bay Insurance Agency in East Taos.
Thank all our sponsors for truly letting us be out here doing what we love. Face-off will be to the right-hand side of Adam Billinghurst. Shot A wins a draw. Tries to chip it to the point. Gets it back. Shot from the point. That goes well wide as it was let loose there down in the corner by Nevin Slater. And the Braves will work it around the boards and head out. Prim into the high slot. Lost control of it. Goes in the corner. Quinlan now picks it up. Big Quinlan for the Badgers. He's their captain. Gets it to the blue line. Lost at the blue line. Quinlan picks it up again. He gets bumped off the puck. Puck lay loose behind the net. Taylor Williams gets hit from behind hard. Shakes the check off and goes after the puck. Now Williams will turn in his own zone. Gets across ice, and the Braves go three strong. Poland with a ripper. That's deflected wide. Sade knocks it down in the corner. Lakeshore tries to clear but can't. Now they do. Cherry picker down at the end of the ice. Shot right on him. Billinghurst casually grabs that with his hand, and he's asking it to be played. There's no one around. Referees make him play the puck. Billinghurst puts it on the ice behind the net. Braves try to clear. They do get it to neutral ice. And back to get that puck again. Quinlan. Quinlan with a bad pass. Picked up by Snetler in the slot. Just a little bit too far out in front of Keegan Bender. Cooper Gorman along the boards. To the point. Hazen with a shot right on. And Castanio flash of leather and knock that down. And with 8:20 left, we'll take a faceoff in the Lakeshore zone.
I'm sure it is a coincidence, but is it coincidental that all of a sudden Keegan Bender gets out there and a little bit less pushing and shoving?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to go after big number 32?
Yeah, big Keegan's a big boy.
That's a big dude.
And I can tell you from football, he doesn't go down on first contact.
No, there's been a couple of checks in this game where he has not really moved.
Clavo off the faceoff. Schnettler with a rip at it. Charlie shot it just wide. Wrapped all the way around the net. Braves still working hard to keep the puck in. Charlie Schnettler trying to get to the corner, being interfered with. Trying to get after McKay. McKay turns it over, and then Lakeshore will come out of their own end. McKay with a nice move, broken up nicely by the Braves. And then Lakeshore chips it over everyone's head down to the right-hand side of Billinghurst. Up along the boards, puck lay loose. Braves trying to get it out of their own zone. Three Braves around it. Cooper Gorman digging hard. Finally, Keegan Bender gets his stick on it. Can't get it out. And now the Braves have room, and Hazen will chip it up the board to Schnettler. Charlie goes wide, down low, around behind the Lakeshore net. Takes a little body from Claibu. Gets bumped off the puck. McKay tries to clear it. Up to the point, but kept in by Hazen. Shot by Bender. That's deflected out front. And Hansen will turn and fling it all the way down ice to clear the zone. And Lakeshore will get charged with icing with 7:17 left and a 3-0 Braves lead.
Another thing that's continued here in the second period is a nice attack by the Taos area Braves. Consistent, sustained offensive attacks and being able to clear quickly when the puck does flip to the other side of the ice.
McWilliam shot a Quinlan. Brody Quinlan out on the ice. Puck lay loose after the faceoff. McWilliam clears it from in front of his own net to the blue line and out. Braves wrap it back in on a delayed offside. Quinlan goes behind his own net. Brogdon Quinlan. Big hit up at the blue line by Williams. Maxfield. Actually, that's number 15, Axel Eklund, getting a look right now. Lakeshore comes into the Taos zone, a little bit of body. They clear it, and on a delayed offside, Lakeshore puts it right back in. We'll have a quick faceoff. So good to see Coach Rattel getting Axel Eklund in the game, getting Peyton Freeman in the game, getting all the young guys, you know, working hard, playing hard, and getting in these games.
And getting meaningful minutes, too. It's not like this is a blowout. Taos does seem like they're a little bit faster than this team as they win a draw here, but getting meaningful minutes in a 3-0 game.
Braves get it over the line, and that's broken up. They'll regroup. Zach Miller dumps it back in into his defensive zone. They fire it up to Gradoff, who chips it into the Lakeshore zone. McWilliams dumps it back the other way. And now Lakeshore walking with a shot. That's wide. Billinghurst didn't need to reach for it. And Taos comes out now. Nice break down the side by Gradoff. Gradoff takes a shot right on rebound. Miller couldn't find the handle out to Gradoff. Can't find a handle, and the Braves are swarming the net right now. In the corner, Prim puts it back to the point. They try to send it back to Prim, and Lakeshore breaks that up and heads it back the other way. Going to be an icing, and wow, good pressure again from the Braves, and your guy Gradoff almost in on one there.
So close there. It just couldn't quite. It kind of was rolling, and it rolled over his stick instead of being able to go flush because he had that whole side of the net wide open after the shot and the rebound, which anybody who listens to these broadcasts is tired of me talking about.
Face off to the right of Castagna. Lakeshore behind their own net trying to clear it. They get up the wall. Hazen steps up nice and chips it back down. Shot it. Slater tries to clear it. Braves still chip at it. Hazen gets it through the slot. Bender right there to knock it down. Keegan and Charlie working hard to keep it into the point. Hazen with a shot. Castagna gets a piece of it into the corner. Charlie Schnettler looks to the slot, turns it over, and right back the other way is Silberslet. Gets it deep for Lakeshore. Adam Billinghurst leaves it behind his net. Hazen winds it up the boards. Not out. McKay keeps it in. Shot. Billinghurst got a piece of that. Turned it aside. Keegan Bender, there's a big body check as Bender put the hurt on number 71, Nevin Slater. But the puck still stays in. Lakeshore tries to center it. Can't get it through. Tawas sends it around the boards. Charlie Schnettler this time. Can't get a piece of it. And Silberslet knocks it back in. And once again, Lakeshore on the forecheck right now. Braves trying to clear. Get it to the point. Not out. Turn it around. Silberslet with a shot right on. Billinghurst took that off the shoulder. And then onto the back glass. Keegan Bender tries to get the puck out of the corner. Hits the official skates. And there's a big check that was real high as somebody tried to take Keegan Bender out. And now there's some pushing and shoving. The original call was on Lakeshore. And then the Lakeshore player afterwards took Keegan Bender's hockey glove and shot it out of play. And that might earn him a little extra, but that's Jason Silberslet is going to go to the box. Now the refs are going to discuss whether there's going to be anything extra or not. Looks like Keegan Bender's going to the box as well. I didn't really see what Keegan did to do anything wrong there other than receive a hit up in his head.
I mean, he kind of went after him afterwards, so I think this is the officials just trying to, again, maintain order.
No, he's climbing back out of the box.
Oh, maybe he thought he was getting...
I didn't see him do anything.
He's like, I thought I was getting a penalty, and they told him, no, you didn't. You're good.
Keegan's starting to learn that you can do so much more on the ice than you could on the football field.
That's right. He's like, oh, I can hit these people. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy went, Silberslet went after.
Oh, way high.
Yeah, way high. Man. Had the hands up in the cage, which is a head contact. Have not seen, it's a five-minute penalty, too. So the official's doing the right thing here. That's what I thought. It's going to be a major penalty this time on Silberslet. So the Braves will have an unendable five-minute power play to end the second period, Bradley.
Yeah, and that is, again, like you said, the right thing to do. That's a dirty, bad play. You just go up at someone's head. I'm all for hitting. In fact, you and I love it when games get a little bit more
on the edge.
Yeah, a little bit more on the edge. We have a lot of fun with that, but you can't do that. You're not trying to hurt anybody, and Lakeshore just looks like they're a little frustrated. They've had a lot of shots on net. They had 13 in the first period. They've had 5 in this period, so they've been stymied a little. Getting a little frustrated, and I think it's showing with a weekend in Tawas.
Well, this is kind of what happened last night, too. You know, game started out 1-0. Braves win the draw. Bowen right on, shot save and a beauty. And the play's well over. Maxfield's getting ran over. The goaltender's all over him. McWilliams is all over him. And now one of the Junquist brothers wearing the stripes is escorting Sean Bernard, of all people, over to the penalty box. It's just another goal mouth pile-up scramble. And this is some old-fashioned hockey we got going on right now.
Yeah, Bernard came in late after the, the little pushing and melee had already happened. He came in late trying to defend, the 3-on-1 that was on top of Gage Maxfield. And he's going to pick up 2 minutes for it.
Now Coach Parker Ray questioning referee Keith Junquist over along the boards on what he thought he saw in that pileup. But what comes out of it is a penalty for Sean Bernard. So that'll make the on-ice situation 4-on-4 as Lakeshore serves a major and the Braves will serve a minor with 4:11 left here in the second. Braves win the draw. Head back the other way. Maxfield gets it down in the corner. Good move, Andrika. Andrika, wraparound, he scores! Kyle Andrika on a wraparound and tucks it in behind Castagna. And that's an even strength goal to make it 4-0.
Oh, that was gorgeous by Kyle Andrika.
spins around the edge and tucks it in the corner around Castagna. That is one of the better goals we've seen all year.
And right in front of us for a change. Had a great look at it. And again, this is kind of the way it flowed last night, Bradley. And then as it got a little bit lopsided, now it's 4-0 Braves. Then Lakeshore really started to retaliate with some hard hits and some dirty tactics. We'll see what happens. Plenty of time left here. Come on down to the barn by the bay. Catch the last period. Braves set up now. Still 4-on-4. Maxfield, Bolin out at the point. Maxfield so patient. Gets it across to the other side. Wind-up shot, save and a beauty by Castagna as Taylor Williams put one right in his breadbasket.
Keep on putting rubber on him. Keep on hitting this young goaltender, just a 10th grader, Joey Castagna, out of Ludington. So make sure that, you keep on making stuff tough for him. Don't make it easy. 11 shots on net here in this period. Still plenty of time left in the 4-on-4.
Lakeshore wins the faceoff. Slater pops it out to Quinlan at center ice. That got chipped away by Bolin on a nice play. Miller dumps it in. Right to McKay. McKay sends it back out to neutral ice. Taylor Williams turns, does a big circle, gets knocked down, and then picks a pocket and walks in. One man on two into the high slot. He's got Gradoff with him. Devin leaves it for Miller, and then he had his pocket pick. And Lakeshore will dump it all the way down the ice and go for a change. 3:04 left in our second period. 4-on-4 penalties both ways right now, still being served. Gradoff back into the Lakeshore zone. Gets it along the near wall.
Here.
Picked up by Slater. Chipped around the boards. Braves do a good job keeping it in. Gradoff, Miller on the backhand out front shot. And a nice save by Castagna. And Miller's going to pick up a hooking penalty there as number 71, Nevin Slater, all over him. And the Braves are going to have a short time here with a 4-on-3 that's going to turn into a 5-on-3 in 31 seconds.
Yeah, you can't ask for much more for scoring opportunities for the Braves. They're still rolling that five-minute major, 3:25 left in that. And as you mentioned, that cannot come off the board. And so they will have, a 5-on-3 here in 31 seconds. Good chance to maybe put another goal or two on.
Clava wins the draw. Big draw win for Lakeshore. And sends it 200 feet down behind Billinghurst. Back to get its Hazen. 1-4 checker only for Lakeshore down. 4-on-3. They get it up to Maxfield. Little touch pass. And Hazen wasn't ready for that. And right back the other way now is Lakeshore. They take it into the Tawa zone in the corner. Maxfield puts a bump on him. Then they start wrestling in the corner. Number 19 grabs a hold of Maxfield. Hauls him down. Lakeshore with a shot from the point. That's blocked. Tawas a 5-on-3 now for a minute 23. Loose in the neutral zone. McKay for Lakeshore. Sends it down on net. They go back and pick it up behind the net. Billinghurst. 5-on-3 and the Braves are getting pressured. Puck lay loose. Billinghurst covers it up. He takes a little stick in the chops late for his effort. And nothing will come of that. And Lakeshore with a little pressure shorthanded.
Yeah, good. They need to. Down 4-0. You can't really take any time off. This game brought to you in part by Edward Jones of East Dallas, North Country Signs and Shirts of East Dallas, and N33 Access in Rose City. This long, long power play brought to you by Russo Engineering and Tawas Bay Edgeworks of Tawas City.
So the faceoff will be to the right of Adam Billinghurst. Braves win the draw. Cody Prim sends it up the boards too far, though, and Rodea chops it out of the zone. Sullivan for the Braves knocks it along the wall. Quillen wraps it around the other side. Braves give chase. Braves keep it in, walking a slot shot over to Cage. Devin Gradoff gets a rebound. 5-on-3 Braves right now to the point. Chipped away down into the corner. Miller. Zach Miller skates it out to the blue line. Leaves it there. Walk-in shot by Almonds. Deflected away. And Quillen gets a big, big hit from Taylor Williams. Nice and clean. cleaned his clock along the wall, and he's going to get it back now right now. It's right along the wall. Quillen, another hit. Things getting a little bit chippy right now both ways. 4 seconds left, and Lakeshore will get a guy back. We're under a minute here left in the period. You better skate with your head up right now here at the barn by the bay. All the way around the corner, Miller works on it. Nice cross-ice pass. Allman gets a stick on it, shot deflected just wide of the cage. Gradoff and Rodea fight for it behind the net. Along the boards, Prim gets it up to the point and then drives it back down low to Gradoff. 19 in the period. Gradoff tries to force it in, and that'll get shot down the ice. No icing there as they're shorthanded. Left behind the net. Billinghurst will leave it there. 7 in the period, 50 in the penalty. One last chance with 3 left. Shot from long range right on, and Castanio will make the save. And you hear the horn in the background to end our second period of hockey. Tawas Braves on top, 4-0 after 2 against Lakeshore. You're listening to High School Hockey on your power station for sports, WKJC.
Should have the teams out on the ice shortly and have our third period underway. 4-0 Tawas. Brad Allen alongside Kurt Romberger here with you. And it's just going to be all about finishing right now. You like the score that you have up there, 4-0, but we've seen the third periods kind of turn a little bit crazy in recent years, in recent games that we've seen with the Braves, where you know all you know is all of a sudden, you know, you give up 2 goals in a minute, and things start to get a little bit more tense. You start playing different hockey. So for the Braves, just finish the job, get through 17 minutes. If you can throw a couple more goals up on the board, you'd be pretty happy.
Well, I can tell you one thing. The whole team, to a man, including Adam Billinghurst, are all thinking about keeping the clean sheet for him today.
Right.
We're two-thirds of the way there. Every player out there is going to be thinking about that in this third period. They don't want to be the one that makes the mistake in the defensive zone and, you know, sets up a Lakeshore player for an easy puppy. So I really think that that's what's going to be on everyone's mind. Will they score another goal or two this period? I think they're going to continue to keep their foot down, you know, because it hasn't been that kind of season where they get to do that all that often for the Braves. Although really happy that they got their record above 500 now and got a chance to kind of run the table here this last week, you know, and finish up the season strong with their last 5 games. So Coach Rattell, you asked him earlier if the Braves were peaking at the right point. I think they are. I think they're, as long as they stay healthy, I think they got the team and it's playing good as a unit together. Headed toward the regional playoffs. So
yeah, they've won 5 of 6 games dating back to January 20th against Bishop Foley. And so they were on, you know, been on a nice little run here. Or in fact, they've won 6 of their last 7 with the win last night as well. So, I mean, they're playing really, really well. They have only had one clean sheet, one shutout so far this year back in December 30th against a Springfield, Ohio team. They won 9-0. That's the only time they've had a game where they did not allow a goal. A couple of ones on here, but they have only had the one where they've kept the clean sheet, which that'd be big, and that'd be huge for the freshman netminder as well. That goal, that confidence of having, man, it doesn't matter that the other team, you know, you might be more talented or whatever. Man, we all remember what I forget who's with us now. Devin Gradoff said up here during the intermission of, you know, the talent disparity, but. Either way, having one not slip by you would be really good.
Well, you know, when I look from a 10th grader, I don't look that as cocky. I just look that as confidence. You know, that's how he feels about his team. We're a better club. We should be skating these guys out of our rink, and you know that's a confidence thing. He's a very humble kid. You could tell. Well-mannered kid, and a great interview actually for a 10th grader.
Yeah,
you know,
really good. Yeah.
One of the fun things we get to do is, you know, doing what we do, you know, the coaches are all mature men usually that we get to interview, but it's also fun once in a while to have some players get interviewed. I'd like to even do it a little bit more often in basketball too if we could, but you get these hockey players in 9th grade and 10th grade, and then the difference when you talk to one of the seniors, you know, is pretty dramatic, you know what I mean? They're pretty shy. Henry Brumler was on today. You know, Henry was a little tough to get words out of, but, you know, that's the first time he's ever had a microphone stuck in his face.
Yeah, next time he talks to you, he'll be a little bit more chatty,
right.
There's no doubt. But he just gets told by his coaches, go up and talk to the radio guys.
Yeah.
He's thinking hockey mode. But I like one thing you said before we start our third period here, that, you know, Gradov says they want to skate him out of their rink. That means something to these Dallas Braves.
Winning
a game at home and winning a game big at home is important.
Absolutely. They're proud of the Barn by the Bay. You know, these kids all were, not all of them, but most of them were raised on this rink. And I tell you what, you know, they love this place. And the other team's going to know it's cold when they come in, and that's the way it is. So here we go for our third period. Linesman Delage puts a puck down. Braves on a power play for 40 more seconds here to get the third period started. As Lakeshore, after the opening draw, sent it all the way down behind the Braves' goal. Billinghurst will leave it there for Taylor Williams. Williams saunters up the right side, gets it ahead to Maxfield, who walks in, makes a move in the slot. Shot and a beauty, turned away by Castagna. And Lakeshore will clear it back out to the neutral zone. Taylor Williams will go back to get it. He's on the ice with his defensive partner, Braden Bolin. Williams skates it up into the zone, makes a move, gets into the slot. It gets dumped and chipped away down into the corner, and Mackey will clear it to the boards and then all the way down the ice, as that'll be the end of the Lakeshore penalty, and it'll actually go for an icing as they shot it right after he hit the ice. So 16-11 left, 4-0 lead, and I think you know what the Braves' goal is this period.
Yeah, they want to, yeah, put one or two more up there, and who knows, if they can score four real quick, they'd be real happy and not even have to worry about playing too much defense.
Correct. And there's a late player coming on the ice from Lakeshore, so we'll do it over again here. Referee Junquist says a little something to head coach Parker Ray, like, come on. Off the draw, a quick shot right on Castagna, right off the faceoff by the Braves. Cody Prim, he'll cover that up, and we'll do it again.
This game brought to you in part by TCA Insurance of Dallas City.
Prim wins a draw, gets it back to the blue line to Hazen. Hazen wraps it around deep behind the net. They chip it up the boards. The other Hazen, Jacob, keeps that in up there, and he'll keep it in again. This time he gets a shot right on, and Castagna gives up a big rebound. Miller with a chance at it. Prim with a chance. And finally, after a little bit of hacking and whacking and a couple nice saves, Joey Castagna covers it up and keeps the Badgers within four.
We're on the opposite side of the ice. Did I hear that hit iron? I think that hit a ball.
Or a stick took a swing at iron. The graphite sticks make that noise now, too, when they hit the iron. So Castagna will take a minute to regroup as he lost his glove and adjust his pads, and the officials give him a minute and a breather, and he'll have a face-off to his right-hand side. Braves win it, but draw it all the way back out of the zone, back down into their end. Billinghurst with a nice play. Pellies it with the paddle up the wall to Miller. Miller gets it in, and then it's chipped right back out. Gradoff will grab it, send it all the way down deep behind the Lakeshore net. Castagna leaves it there. They chip it up the wall and along the outside. Rylan Moretti gets it to the Tawa zone. Henry Brumler right there, and he takes a set of hands up in his cage, but Brumler clears the puck. Gradoff with a little stop and start when he gets into the zone, broken up, and Lakeshore will get it out through the neutral zone. Charlie Schnettler right there takes a little body, walks into the zone, high slot, shot right on. Schnettler gets his own rebound, fires it off the paddle of Castagna, and the puck lay loose behind the Lakeshore net. Lakeshore pick it up, get it out to neutral ice. Pass was broken up, and now Henry Brumler looks for an open man. He hits Cooper Gorman on the fly. Cooper gets it into the zone. Keegan Bender with a shot just wide. Lakeshore gets it to the blue line, hand chipped out. Braden Bolin will send it back in. That was right on net. Castagna almost mishandled it. They try to clear it. Henry Brumler right there. It's a late offside coming. Cooper Gorman chips it out. They'll regroup. Henry Brumler again on the backhand, and that's deflected off Sade's hand into the bench, and we'll have a faceoff.
This game brought to you in part by the Bresch Funeral Homes in Tawas City, Augray Hill, Oscoda, Prescott, and Twine, and Neiman's Family Market of Tawas City, the Wacker Insurance Agencies of Augray and West.
Back that time, and there's going to be a cross-checking penalty here. Nathan Barnett is the player, and he'll go into the box. As, you know, he brought that stick up high twice, really. Allman went to check him back, and he just said, "You're not checking me. I'm putting my stick in your face."
No, Allman turned his back a little bit, too. So he ended up kind of getting him on the back. So that'll set up another Russo Engineering and Tawas Bay Edgeworks power play, both of Tawas City.
So the Braves on a power play, 13:38 left in the third. Hazen out at the line, shot. Castania had to be quick to get a toe on that and steer it to the corner. Maxfield gets it back to Williams. Williams unleashes a drive right on rebound. And Castania smartly will cover that up, is right on the doorstep lurking. Was Gage Maxfield for another opportunity tonight. Just so you know, my guy Gage, since I picked him, has got two assists. Your guy hasn't got anything yet. Faceoff, Braves win it. Maxfield to Hazen at the blue line. Transfers the puck to Andrika, who lets a shot go. Castania gets the waffle on it, turns it into the corner. Hazen pinches, keeps it in. Maxfield back to Andrika at the point. Andrika with a shot, drove it wide. Comes around the other side to Williams. Williams gets it out front. Maxfield so patient with the puck. What a great skater. Makes a move, gets it over to the wing. Shot Andrika, and he scores! From Gage Maxfield, and that'll put the Braves up 5-0.
Lakeshore has done this multiple times, especially when they're trying to kill penalties. They got no problem just kind of letting the Braves walk in, and then they try to defend from there. That time, Andrika gets almost right next to the net and fires one top shelf off the glove and in, making it 5-0 for Tawas area.
And I tell you what, after they took away that second goal of the evening from Andrika and gave it to Sean Bernard, Andrika's ripped off three for a natural hat trick tonight. Nice work, Kyle. Faceoff at center ice. Lakeshore pressing now, trying to get the puck deep in the Tawas zone. Back to get it is Austin for Lakeshore. He turns it over. And an offside as Cody Prim got a little bit ahead of himself there. And we'll have a faceoff at neutral ice.
12:38 to play in our third period. 5-0. Tawas area Braves on a early February afternoon.
Braves win it out at neutral ice. Hazen bumps it along the wall. And now Lakeshore will bring it in. Good check by Hazen as he steps up and lays the body on Austin. Bolin down to Gradoff. Gradoff deep in the corner. Stops, starts, gets hit by two players in the corner. Puck still loose. Big run in the corner. And that's going to be a charge on Cody Prim as he came in and definitely took at least three steps before running over a player in the corner. So Prim will go to the penalty box there.
Reminds me, it just had almost 5 minutes of pretty clean hockey. Seemed like cooler heads were going to prevail. We'll see how that goes from here. If Cody Prim gets something started again, or if we're going to have a little bit more clean finish to this game. But that brings the faceoff down here and gives Lakeshore a chance to put one in the net.
Faceoff lay loose. Billinghurst, they get it to the point. Shot right on, deflected off Williams' stick. And almost past Billinghurst. Fortunately, Maxfield there to send it down ice right on, and Castania almost had it hop over his stick from 180 feet. Now Maxfield putting on a skating clinic, just lagging the puck back in the Brave zone, killing the penalty. Fires another one all the way down. Castania this time gets out, knocks it down with his stick, and leaves it behind the net for McKay. McKay wraps it around the boards. Lakeshore couldn't get to it. Puck comes all the way down again. And Williams will leave it there for Maxfield. Maxfield, what a good penalty killer he is. Gets it to Hazen. Hazen just waits behind his net. It's finally sent out of there. Long ice down to the other end, right on the goalie again. And the Braves have killed half of it. 1 minute left in the power play for Lakeshore. The captain, Quinlan, walks in. Drop pass. Shot from the point that's wide. Austin and McKay giving chase. They put it out into the slot, but picked up by Miller, who clears it down the ice, and Lakeshore will once again have to regroup on the power play. This time McKay walks in, down on Hazen, drop pass, Miller slaps at it. Good move into the slot, loose, and right there's Billinghurst, who covers it up. And another little extra push out front. That's a pretty weak penalty after what we've seen tonight, Bradley. But Taylor Williams is going to go for that extra little shot on Rodea in front of the net.
I mean, yeah, I mean, he hit him late and really when he wasn't looking, but man, I feel like we've seen that 140 times here tonight.
Well, it was just a little push, but
man. Make it a 5-on-3.
Yeah, face off to the right. Braves are going to have to kill off this 5-on-3. They win the draw, and smartly, Walker Hazen sends it all the way down ice. Castagne will leave it behind his net, and Lakeshore will try to get something going here. 15 seconds left in the 5-on-3. Radoff. And once again, sent all the way down ice by Braden Boland. And Lakeshore, once again, will regroup. They come through center ice with it. Shot A loses the puck to Gradoff again. Devin Gradoff, stop, start, shot right on, save Castagne. They flip it along the boards. Gradoff gets it again from the slot with a shot. That was deflected, didn't get through. Lakeshore hasn't been out of their own zone yet on this power play. Finally, Quinlan brings it into the zone. The captain walks in for Lakeshore. Knocked off the puck by Maxfield, makes a move, and now he heads back the other way, finds Bernard. Bernard on a break, walks in on goal. Sean Bernard shoots. Oh, what a save by Castagne as he came out and poke-checked him and knocked it off Bernard's stick. Puck still loose. Lakeshore cleared all the way down the ice. That'll be an icing on the power play, and it is. And with 9:29 left, the Braves still hanging on to this 5-0 lead with 45 to kill in this power play.
There's been a lot of nice plays in this game, but that might have been the best of them. From a guy who's, you know, given him 5 goals, but he's faced a ton of shots. That was an amazing save by Castagne.
Yeah, Joey Castagne is the reason this game's not over right now, Brad. They win the draw. Brumler dumps it along the near wall behind the Lakeshore net, and Lakeshore starts out after they regroup. Puck lay loose. Maxfield will skate it in into the high slot. Dumps it over on the wall. Nobody there. Hazen had already bailed out to go play defense. Hazen gets it now back in his own zone. Cross ice to Brumler. Nice pass. Henry takes it along the wall on his backhand. Gets it in and chips it deep. Good play by Brumler. Puck now behind the Lakeshore net. Picked up by the Badgers. Cross ice. Nice pass. Badgers walk in on the far side into the slot. Chipped away. Marietti down in the corner. Hazen sends it up along the board to McWilliams. Puck chopped at. Shot right out front. Puck lay loose. Claibu can't get a stick on it. Maxfield finally does. Does a little dangle. Skates away calmly. And the penalty's over. Tawas back at full strength. Andrika works hard along the wall. A little bit of pushing and shoving. Loose puck. Bernard. Andrika finally gets it back to Brumler, and Brumler works it across ice and then gets it up to Maxfield. Maxfield turns it over, gets it right back, and he heads into the Lakeshore zone. One move in the high slot, little dangle, stick handle, shot out front, lay loose in the slot, and once again Lakeshore chips it away just before Tawas could get that opportunity in the net. McKay centers one. Billinghurst with a save, chips it. Austin right there to knock it back the other way. And now a little pressure from Lakeshore, calmly moved over by Andrika. Cross ice to Charlie Schnettler. Schnettler brings it over to the net, blue line, and that's chipped away. Here comes Lakeshore, but right there to break that up is Hazen. Binder on the ice. Puck laying loose in their feet. It's out of the Tawas zone right now. Binder battles two guys for it. Binder comes up with it, chips it back to Hazen. Walker goes cross ice all the way down on the far side to Freeman. Peyton Freeman takes a body check, but does get it deep down behind the Lakeshore net. 7:07 left, 5-0 Braves. Puck behind the Lakeshore net. Battling hard. Charlie Schnettler gets it in the slot. Keegan Binder with a ripper. And that hit right off a leg in front of Castagne. Tallis's line playing really good on the forecheck here. Williams keeps it in. More pressure from the Braves. Freeman down in the corner. Finally, Lakeshore gets it to the blue line and out. Just to center ice, and Keegan Bender chips it back down to the Lakeshore zone. Lakeshore will bring it through center ice, walk in, high slot, shot right on, and Billinghurst turns that aside. Good save. Sends Devin Gradoff back the other way on the rebound. Gradoff just misses getting tore down with a big hit. Gets it behind the net. Up to Williams at the point. Williams chips it along the edge. Willie keeps it in again with his feet. Soccer style. Battling hard to keep the puck in. Lakeshore can't get it out. Finally, they do. Out to center. Williams with another soccer pass with his feet. Cross ice over to Allman. And then up the boards. Quillen keeps that in for Lakeshore. And they're going to call a hand pass on the Badgers. 5:52 left, Bradley, here in the third.
Yeah, this is definitely a push by Lakeshore to try and get this one, to get them on the board at least once in this contest, and they got just under 6 minutes to do it. This game brought to you in part by ATD Engineering and Machine of All Gray, Capital Carpet and Upholstery Cleaners and Restoration of the Tallises, and Lake Effects Hair Salon of Tallis City.
Well, face off to the right of Joey Castagna, who's been a real star today, the 10th grader for Lakeshore, keeping the puck out of the net as best he could. Braves win the draw, but Lakeshore will get it and head right back. Quinlan in on goal. Loses his balance on a little bit of a check, comes sliding heavily into Adam Billinghurst. And you and I both know Adam Billinghurst is not that big a kid down there, but he just got ran into by the biggest player on Lakeshore, held his ground, and the net comes off its moorings, and we'll have a faceoff.
But you mentioned how important it was going to be to this team to hold that donut on the scoreboard. How about two Braves coming in and making sure they pushed Quinlan off the puck so that Billinghurst didn't have to face a shot?
Shot A tries to win the draw. He gets it back to the point. Shot. And that was deflected out front. Knuckleballed a little bit. But Billinghurst finds it, flashes the leather, and he'll cover it up for a faceoff.
And again, Hazen and Gradoff walk over to him, give him a little pat on the back. Nice save. Full sail change coming on both sides here with 5:35 to play.
And I like that, keeping the legs fresh on the ice. I like that. Brumler, Sean Barron, Andrika, Maxfield, and Bolin on the ice for the Braves. Lakeshore, two players short. Now they get one on the ice, still waiting on a player from Lakeshore. And he jumps off the bench. And
they don't want to play with five. I mean, I guess that's...
yeah, if you're not interested... Face off to the right. Rodea wins it. Chips it to the near boards to Austin. Austin works hard to try to keep it in, but it's chipped out by the Braves. They head the other way now. Andrika waiting. Puck hit a skate. Lakeshore will chip it all the way back down. And right there is Bolin to send it ahead to Sean Bernard. Bernard loses control of the puck. Lay loose in the Lakeshore player's feet. Sean Bernard works it in. Puck goes high in the air, batted at by Lakeshore. No hand pass. Maxfield grabs a hold of it. And then Bolin walks in all the way down to the slot. Maxfield pinching at the point. Shot right on. Loose in the slot. Won't go in. Back to the point again. Bolin to Brumler with a drive, and that's deflected off an ankle and goes wide. Lakeshore picks it up in their own end. High circle. Send it out through center ice and into the Braves zone. Not interested in playing the puck. He's just interested in hitting down here. Is number five, Jason Soboslat. And I think referee Junquist has finally picked up on the fact that that's all he wants to do, number five. So we're going to send you to the box.
Yeah, I mean, you saw right as he started skating down the ice, he took his head off the puck and instead looked at right at the Tallis defender right on him. This will be... another Tallis power play, again brought to you by Tallis Bay Edgeworks and Russo Engineering, each of Tallis City.
So the Braves will go on the power play. They win the drawn right off it. A shot on goal to Castagna ahead to send aside. Then the puck gets wrapped around the boards and deflected out of play. And we'll have another faceoff. Only 4:26 left here to hang on to for the Braves. Everybody in the building, no one's left. All pulling for Adam Billinghurst right here. Braves have a power play for the next minute 53. In to take the draw, Charlie Schnettler. Schnettler loses the draw to Lakeshore. Lakeshore gets it to the point, but not out. Kept in by Williams. Chipped at by Williams and finally sent out to center ice. Hazen right there. Drops it back to Williams, but he kind of fanned on it. Freeman down along the board. Schnettler. Keegan Bender backhands it in, and then Lakeshore will send it all the way down ice. Right there, Billinghurst lays the paddle down, deflects the puck to Williams. Takes it off the near wall. Peyton Freeman gives it back to Williams with a head of steam down the left wing. Down behind the net, shot on goal. Castagno closed the door on the right-hand side. Williams couldn't tuck it in. Another puck that they try to clear gets to Williams at the blue line, but not out. Stops, starts, pressured. And now Lakeshore will chip it out through the neutral zone, but right there to cover it up will be Jacob Hazen. Hazen to Williams, to Charlie Schnettler. Schnettler to Peyton Freeman. Freeman gets checked along the boards. Puck comes out into the neutral zone. Hazen just dumps it back ahead, and Freeman will try it again. Him and Schnettler work along the wall. Hazen chips it in again. Finally, Lakeshore will bust it all the way down ice with 30 seconds left in the penalty to kill. Braden Bolin wraps it around the boards. Little chip pass for Devin Gradoff. Avoids a big hit. Gradoff in the high slot. Puck lay loose. Nice work down there by Nevin Slater. Out to the point shot. And Zach Miller shot it, and that went just wide. Puck still behind the net. Good battle for it back there. Lakeshore will come away with it and out through center ice. 2:34 left. Back at full strength now are the Badgers. Into the slot. Braves fumble with the puck a little bit. Claveau gets it along the boards to the point. Claveau gets it back in the slot. Braves chip it to the wall. Miller across to Gorman. Nice pass to Bolin. Bolin with a head of steam goes down the far right wing, chases it in the corner. He gets road off the puck. Could have been interference, no call. Lakeshore tries to get to it, kept in again at the point. Finally, they come back 2-on-1. Now, great defensive play by Bolin, getting back and putting his puck on the stick on that puck. Bolin cross ice. Chips it to Hazen. Hazen will regroup in his own end. Gets it cross ice to Gorman. Gorman just chips it in. Takes the body. Braves doing exactly what they need to do right now with 1:40 left. Lakeshore in their own zone. Knocked off the puck. Nice play by Gradoff. Walks through the slot. Shot it wide. Lakeshore wraps it around, but it's not coming out because Taylor Williams is there. Makes a move along the wall. Cooper Gorman takes a good hit. Puck chipped out into the center ice. And the Braves chase it back. Quillen. Shot saving a beauty by Billinghurst with 1:17 left in the third period. Big save there. Big play by the captain Quinlan to try to break the shutout up.
Yeah, he had one good shot and did a good job of keeping a defender on his back before firing it forward with only 77 seconds remaining in this period. And you can tell with a couple of these plays, Billinghurst is ready for these shots. He wants this final 77.
Allman sneaks it up the board to Bernard. They can't get it out in the slot. Backhander save, rebound. Shot A, missed it. And the net has came off its moorings. They're going to have a face-off here. But two more great chances here right at the end. Mackey and Sade, right point-blank range, and Billinghurst just said, uh-uh.
Stone cold on both of them, one with the leg, and then was able to slide the body over on the second one. And now his defense talking to him, saying, we're not going to let that happen again.
Not on my shift. Sade wins the draw, gets it into the slot. Henry Brumler right there to get it out. Engage Maxfield, chips it to center ice. That's a delayed offside. Puck shot right on. Billinghurst calmly steers it aside. Bolin gets it up the wing to Sean Bernard. Bernard chips it across ice to the other wall. Lakeshore right there. They get it out and send it down into the Tawas zone with 40 left. No icing. Braden Bolin will play it up along the wall. Maxfield safe in his hands through the neutral zone. Tries to get it across the other side to Andrika. Andrika makes a move, gets it into the Lakeshore zone along the wall. Some pushing and shoving between Andrika and Sade. The puck slides casually into Joey Castagna, and he'll cover it up for a faceoff with just 22 left here, Bradley.
Hey, Andrika's not ready to quit. He says, I've had the last three. Give me another one. I'll keep firing it on the net. You give me time.
So for these last 22 seconds, Rattel sends out the Hazen brothers, along with Snetler, Freeman, and Cooper Gorman, or Keegan Bender. Lakeshore wins the draw, but then sent it all the way down the ice for an icing. So now we'll do it all over again with 15 seconds left. They just keep teasing us here, but I tell you what, down on the ice right below us, Adam Billinghurst has got to be feeling pretty good no matter what happens right
now.
He's
pretty chill about it right now.
Casually leaning on the goalpost, but you know this means a lot to him. So Braves off the draw, big pile up on the puck. Puck goes wide. Freeman sends it back to the blue line. Hazen can't keep that in. 5 seconds, four. Hazen lags the puck, hangs on the wall, and I tell you what, a great all-around performance by the Talas Braves tonight as they pile off the bench and head out to congratulate Adam Billinghurst on a fine, fine shutout today as he'll go to the front of the line to shake hands. We'll talk about how it all went down when we come back right after this on 104.7, your power station for sports.